With us now is Fareed Gio. Fareed, good to have you back.
I am so happy to be back with you, Steve.
we go back a few years.
Yeah, way back
with EIA Radio, and you're still involved with radio.
Yes.
Not as much as you were before, because you also fly commercially.
Yeah, I'd interrupt my show prep to come over talk with you, but I'm happy to do that, to speak about what we're going to speak today. And yeah, I'm still flying all over the place. I'm going to be paying for my time off here by immediately being banished to San Juan first and then off to Asia for a while. So
wow, that doesn't sound like punishment.
Well, it's the hot season over in Asia. And, you know, my first time spending summer months in Asia last year, it's warm.
Okay.
It's really warm. And so I get down to Japan and then spend a lot of time in southern China, which is basically the same latitude as Miami.
Okay.
So it's pretty warm.
Yeah. You fly cargo for a well-known international cargo company.
Yeah, 75 and 767. Yeah.
Usually wear brown uniforms?
Yes.
Okay. So there we go.
Yeah. It's to avoid, you know, in case we fall in the dirt somewhere.
There you go. So, and you've been doing that a couple of years now, and so you're still enjoying it?
It is fantastic. Yeah. I've learned, I'd say the last year, I really learned how to flip my clock to get into the, you know, so that I'm always on central time, no matter what the daylight situation is, where I might be. And so, I'm quite rested when I'm operating, and I just enjoy seeing all the places.
Yeah.
Which is what I dreamed about when I was a wee thing.
That's right. This is a culmination of a lifelong dream.
Yeah.
Well, actually, a combination of things, because originally coming out of college, you started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got radio and airplanes. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's to think that I could do all of this and you know, either at times get compensated for it, it's been a great life.
it's not over yet, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Oh, thank goodness.
Now, along with your regular, you know, duties, and you're volunteering at EIA Radio, you also have another volunteer project that you're very passionate about, and that's in the Madison area. It's the Willow Brown Aviation Academy, and you just wrapped up another season of camps.
Really good, a successful year, and you know, we were talking about, you know, my lifelong passion, and that was ignited by, in the school district in Madison, there used to be a robust aviation programming in most of the high schools. My particular high school had 4 years worth of aviation programming, and it gave me my jump start. And that's all kind of faded away for various reasons. And so about 5 years ago, me and some other airline pilots started this organization so that the Madison area kids from underrepresented communities, girls, our black and brown communities, can see that aviation is accessible, even if it's over on the other side of the fence. It's not on the other side of the Grand Canyon as far as access goes. And we have reached out now probably between 120 and 150 kids between our five-day summer camp, which we wrapped up earlier this month. And also we have kind of like Young Eagles, we have what's called Wings to Fly, but it's a Young Eagles style. It's a one-day event. And then we have kind of, I call it our varsity program. Those kids that really show that spark from our other programs, we bring them into what's called the Madison Youth Aviation Club, and we do speakers and tours. We've been down to United Ops. We've been down to the Sword Hub at UPS. We've seen MedFlight, the helicopter squadron, all kinds of things. And we are really seeing a lot of support from the community, a lot of people reaching out to partner with us.
Very good. Now, this started really with the camp concept 5 years ago, and then you added on the one day, and now you've got the varsity. Is the varsity program, does that take place just in the summer months, or is that year-round?
It's once a month.
Okay.
So that is year-round programming for our most dedicated kids, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I just realized earlier this week, we tried to do this last year, but some things got in the way. But they, six of our kids just stayed overnight at AirVenture. So they came up Wednesday. They camped with us, the South Africans. Thanks for hosting us. And they also were able to meet up with the Explorer base on the north end. And they got to see the night air show. So they got to kind of have that AirVenture experience that we've always talked about.
Right.
And so they just headed home, and we've got some great ideas for next year to kind of make that a longer experience. And so, and those kids, some of them have been in that club for 3 years now. And there's one more success story that just happened this year was a kid who went through in 2022. He's headed off to the University of Dubuque.
Wow.
And he's going to start the flight program. And there's a couple other kids that are getting ready to kind of start their aviation training. So a real success as far as sparking those kids further along.
And one of the things that has always been one of the hallmarks of the Air Academy for EIA and some of the camps is for many kids who are interested in aviation, they kind of feel isolated because, you know, their friends are into baseball or football or track or video games, whatever it is. And there's not always someone else that shares that passion. But when you can bring them to an event like this, like you said, to the Explorer Base, and they get to see, you know, hundreds of people just like them doing aviation stuff, it's like, wow, maybe it's not so weird to be into airplanes.
And I agree with that because I was blown away when I got up to the Explorer Base. I knew about it. And when I started volunteering here in my early 20s, way back in 94, the people who were running it now, we were all young kids just parking, pushing airplanes around, and now they're running it. And I didn't realize how many kids were running around that place.
Right.
And so it'd be cool for them to kind of get more involved and to see all the like-minded folks, as you say, because it is tough because an airport's usually at the edge of town. And it's a little cliquish at times. And so, but the nice thing about, at least in the Madison community, every person we've asked, every entity, to show their airplane, see their facility, they have just said, come on in. And when are you coming back next year? So that the aviation community is very welcoming and they want the kids to have that experience.
And I think we're seeing that change. And it's taken a while, but when you mentioned cliquish, yes, it can be a little cliquish, but I see those kind of barriers going away as people are looking at the future of aviation and realizing that if they have an airplane today, they might not be flying it in 20 years, so who are you going to sell it to? And then with the success of Young Eagles, your program, and many, many other programs, it's starting to not only change the lives of young people, it kind of change the lives of old curmudgeons like me and kind of open up our minds.
I see a lot of actually bespoke style organizations popping up that kind of fit their own communities.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really good because then the kids get kind of a good, they get the general experience of aviation, but they also get that what made that particular entity unique in the first place, whether they had a strong building tradition or maybe they did a lot of flyouts or some sort of like the stamp or the passport program that a lot of states have. You know, whatever that local community does well, they try to expand it into aviation education and also bring them into the community. So I think that our aviation community recognizes that the robustness that may have existed before has kind of ebbed and flown, and so we need to be open to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Tell us the genesis of the name.
Willa Brown is an African-American woman who is from Kentucky originally, the Louisville area, and she was the first U.S. pilot, or first U.S. licensed pilot. I mean, obviously, Bessie Coleman was the first, but she's the one first to get it in the U.S. She was an A&P before that. This is all in the 30s. Yeah. She went on to, with her husband, Cornelius Coffey, start a flight program for African-American pilots in the Chicago area, and they sent about 200 pilots to the Tuskegee program. Okay. So they were kind of like the feeder program to Tuskegee. And she also was the first African-American officer in the Civil Air Patrol. So she was an activist quite a bit. And really an inspiring character. Her family have been very happy with what we have done with her legacy, at least from what we've, you know, specifically. So, and we're just very inspired to have her as the inspiration for anybody who participates in our programming.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you're looking to obviously expand.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is always, you've run some very large organizations as well. We are at a kind of an inflection point where we have a lot of success is knocking on our door, and we're figuring out the best way to do it so that we don't destroy all that we built. The good thing is that we've we've identified some good funding streams that have helped kind of keep us going. Our biggest expense is insurance, so that we can continue our volunteer pilots offering those flights. And we're looking to develop partnerships and actually maybe even hire staff. That's all things that our board is going to have to figure out.
If someone would like more information about the program, how can they find out?
WillaFlight.org, WillaFlight.org. You can find out about us if you're willing to donate a few shekels, you know, give it to us, and we would love for your support. And if anything, if you'd like to volunteer, especially if you're in the Madison area, or you have an aviation facility or program to share the kids might benefit from, please let us know.
Yeah. And like you said, you have a program every month, so it's
it's
difficult sometimes to think of new and innovative things to do.
And luckily, being in southern Wisconsin, we are so lucky to have all these great aviation facilities to visit from in a driving distance.
Right. Very good. Fareed, any final thoughts before we wrap up this morning?
I'm just going to try to stay dry and cool, which has been tough here, but I'm a little exhausted, but it's a fun exhausted.
It certainly is. This is From the Stand, and Fareed Gio was here with the Willa Brown Academy. Wishing you much success with the Academy and continuing your flying career. And
All right. Should we meet again at this time next year?
Sounds good. Go get ready for your radio show now.
Okay. Thank you.
This is EIA Radio.